Welcome to a special edition of the podcast. And not very special episode, like we're going to talk about something serious like we will in the other episode that comes out this week.
This isn't a very special episode. This is just a special episode.
Yeah, this is just...
This is an lowercase
S, lowercase E.
We're coming to you today with our new...
Drumroll, please.
Producer!
Hello.
Everyone meet Anna Verde.
That's me.
We're going to do 20
okay,
questions.
Okay, great.
Okay.
In which we each ask you 20 questions.
Yeah.
So you will be asked 40 questions over the next minute.
This is called 20 questions times 2.
And you don't have a list.
And we do not have a list of questions.
Completely improv.
We did not prepare.
All right. I didn't produce this episode, so.
What's your name?
Anna.
Where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
Ooh, originally grew up there?
Excuse me. You only get one question at a time.
Yeah, but that's all one question.
I grew up there, but I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Earliest childhood memory.
I was 3 years old, and my sister was a mere baby in her crib, and I remember peering over into the side of her crib and reaching in to pull her hair, and my mom yelling at me. It's fine. Me and my sister have a great relationship now, but it is my earliest childhood memory.
Okay.
It's like the act of like peering in.
First ever celebrity crush.
Simba from The Lion King. Does that count?
Yeah. Current celebrity crush.
Something that everyone should know is that I am a crush person.
Yeah.
I have many crushes on many people, and it's hard to keep track of all of them.
Here's a fun fact about Anna while she figures out her current celebrity crush. Anna has a Snapchat group called Crush Chronicles that has like 50 people in it.
You're so right. Oh my god, duh. Chance the Rapper.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I'm
wow.
an idiot. How do you identify sexually?
Straight.
How does it feel to be the only straight person employed by a gay podcast?
Is that true?
Yeah.
By a gay podcast? Or by this gay podcast?
By this gay podcast.
It feels good. I guess I feel like lucky to be like working with you guys and being kind of an outside eye and like helping out with the skills that I do have and learning.
Oh. We're lucky to have you.
Yeah. Oh, so sweet.
What's your favorite thing about my cat, Sia?
Her musicality. Just, she really does have it's a way true. With, like, syncing up to the music that I play.
She really
that
does.
That I enjoy.
What's your favorite movie?
Legally Blonde.
I thought you were going to say 13 Going on 30.
Oh my god! Also that!
Who is your style icon?
Probably, like, there's this one model that I follow on Instagram who, I don't want to say her name because she does go to my school, but she's, like, Instagram famous. Graduated my year. I'm like so jealous of her. But she is my style icon. But there's no way I'm gonna ever be that cool. But it's fine. Working towards it.
Who's your like turn crush?
What does that mean?
Like your biggest same-sex crush?
Like Samira Wiley, probably. Mm.
If you could summarize your feelings in one sentence about the Wonder Woman movie, what would it be?
I was shaken to my core.
Who's your favorite character on Glee?
Santana. Santana Lopez.
If you were any cereal box character, who would you be?
The rabbit from...
Trix?
That's what I said!
Yeah, it is.
Because people call me silly all the time, so
yeah.
Silly rabbit, tricks over kids. All also right. Because, yeah, I pretend I'm a child, but I'm not.
What's your Hogwarts house?
Ravenclaw.
What is your favorite Harry Potter book, not movie?
Here's a confession. I wasn't really into the books. I have a funny story. It's because in the first grade, Robert, don't fire me. In the first grade, when my mom bought me the first book, because everyone was reading them, in the like second chapter, Hagrid says damn, like D-A-M-N, but I didn't know what that was. And there weren't any context clues to like figure out what that was. It was just like, damn. And I was like, what is that? And I was like a really precocious kid and like a know-it-all. And so I was like really mad and I never asked for help. Like even to this day, I just Google it. Mm-hmm. But back then I didn't know how to Google things. So I was like, what is this? So I stopped reading it because I didn't know what damn meant. I literally couldn't get past it.
Well, I challenge you to pick those back up because now you know what that means.
Now I do know what
that
means.
What if you were
means.
Like, and I still don't know?
Never figured it out. Don't care to.
If you could go anywhere, where would you go?
Argentina.
Oh.
I really want to go there.
Don't cry for me.
Who's your favorite president?
Obama.
What's your favorite animal?
If you say cat, you're fired.
No, it's fox. Oh, foxes.
Oh.
Because they're like dog cats.
So not Cat Dog, the Nickelodeon show?
No.
Oh.
I do not like that show.
What Pixar movie made you cry the hardest?
Toy Story 2.
Ooh. With Jessie's song. Yep. She Used to Be Mine. Is that what it's called?
I think that's the song from Waitress.
I think they might be both called that.
When Somebody Loved Me.
Oh.
So what's your favorite episode of Will and Grace?
There's one episode where, like, There's like a green card marriage, right?
Yeah. Between Rosario and Jack, yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. my favorite episode, I think.
Good one.
Boy Meets World or Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Boy Meets World.
Are you excited for the That's a Raven reboot?
I'm so excited.
If you could be the president for one day, you step into the Oval Office, what is the first thing you do?
Let's get back into this Paris Accord, everyone.
Who would you consider to be your celebrity icon?
Whitney Houston. Oh, or Beyonce.
If you could speak a language that you don't already speak, what would it be?
French. I like know it a little bit.
What languages can you speak?
English, Spanish, and a little bit of French.
I see.
I do great accent work though, so.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three sisters. One sister who is 19, and then I have one stepsister and who is 14, and one baby sister who she's my half sister, who is 1 year and just like a few months, handful of months. Of being alive, which is so crazy to think about someone being alive for that short.
If you could get the ball rolling on one sequel to a famous musical, what would it be?
Ragtime.
About what?
Literally what? I
don't know, but
just like the rest of American
Ragtime
history?
Rag 2.
where basically it's just Audra McDonald on stage, just like performing the whole thing of it, but like as a different character. Maybe it's, I gotta think about it a little bit, but like.
Two rags, two time.
Maybe it's set in like a dystopian future where they have to like reinvent ragtime. They've like forgotten what ragtime is. And then Audra McDonald's a ghost, and then she comes back and she's like, the people called it ragtime. Ready for text, you and tech.
Who would play you in the movie of your life?
I know who I would want to play you.
That one's really hard because there aren't like a lot of like, I feel like we know like some young actors that are gonna be super famous that could. Oh my God, duh, Rosario Dawson.
Oh.
Duh,
just,
there it is, yeah, duh. Literally
That's
perfect.
Good. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Rosario, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
Come on the podcast.
To play me.
What would the name of that movie be?
Well, it's the movie that she's actually already in that's coming out with Katherine Heigl about. That movie is about my life.
I see.
No, that movie would be called, wow, what would it be called? Like, maybe it would be called Mom Jeans.
Bad Moms 2, Mom Jeans.
That would be great. Or that maybe like really a buddy good. Comedy. But who would be my buddy? You too.
Oh. The movie of this podcast. When I was little, I always said that Raven Simone would play me.
Oh my God, Raven Simone would also be able to play me because we look like each other a little bit.
She also doesn't believe in race.
Great.
So she could play any of us.
Right.
If you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be?
Rosa Parks.
If you could have one job besides being the producer of a beautiful podcast, what would that job be?
Well, right now or like when I'm actually qualified to do it.
Just your dream job.
Yeah, my dream job is to be, I just like don't know if this answers the question like the most glamorous way that you want me to, but I will just say, which is I want to be an artistic director of a major off-Broadway theater.
Me too!
In New York.
Wow.
So can't wait for us to take over.
Look at us go.
Jay wants to take over the public.
I do want to take over
the public. Oh, I want to take over Signature.
Awesome. We love a co-production. What was your first word?
I think it was like mom. Like mommy.
I thought you were going to say arthritis for some reason.
It was arthritis.
You're just like,
oh, actually, my first word is damn. Yeah, my mom always said that it was mommy, but I think that might be because she
just wants it to be.
Wants it to be.
Or she like wasn't listening and she was like, oh shit, she started talking. And she said mommy.
Yeah. And I was already like, you know, speaking full sentences.
Right.
What are your wedding colors?
Oh my God. Light yellow. Mm-hmm. Like a
canary?
No. Like even lighter.
Easter yellow?
Not Easter yellow, but like freshly churned butter, you know?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And white, obviously. Well, I don't know. I know I want like yellow in my wedding.
Okay.
It's my favorite color.
My last question.
Not that I'm ever going to get married.
Okay.
All right, so last question.
Yeah.
If you could tell our listeners any one thing, what would it be? Like direct from Anna. Two listeners.
Don't text Jay and Robert. Leave reviews. We're working really hard to churn out some quality content. And subscribe to our newsletter. And if you have any suggestions on things, follow us on all of our social media, which I help out with. And have a great day. FYI, 30 years ago today, Whitney Houston releases Whitney, the first ever number one album by a female artist in U.S. history. Where do broken hearts go? They go on podcasts.